I don't know whether I listened to this on the internet. I think it was a little video. I looked at so many things about the Word of God and so many websites. Either that or God just gave me this vision. I don't know which one in the process of sitting there. I'm kind of like Paul. He says, I know of a man that was caught up to the third. I don't know whether he was alive. I don't know if he was in the spirit. I don't know. But, you know, he said, in other words, when God does these kind of things for you, when you're in His Word, when you're with Him, He'll give you tests and He'll give you visions and He'll speak to you to bring you to a new level of faith. Well, I don't know where I heard this. But they said there was a man in this. There was a man, and he said he loved God with all his heart. And he said, I'm praying. And I said, Lord, I want to be raised to a new level of faith. That's a dangerous prayer to pray. The reason it's dangerous is, let me read you something out of the Word. I want you to turn in your Bible to James chapter 1. And I want you to see something that is written in James 1, verse 2. James 1, 2. My brethren, count it all joy. You know that one, don't you, young lady? Count it all joy when you fall into various or diverse temptations, knowing that the trying of your faith, the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And then God tells us all over this book, He's trying to raise you and me to a level to be perfect. He's trying to make you perfect. You can't get there without trials and tests. When He says, my brethren, consider all these various trials and tests pure joy. Well, how many of you, every time you have a test, say, okay, Lord, thank you for another test? Jim's laughing right there. He's just like me. When he finally catches up and thinks about this, okay, God, but I blew my test way back here, right, Jim? I know, I do that regularly. I do that regularly. But as I've learned, these things are trials and tests. When I heard this video or whatever it was, last night, I think it was last night or yesterday or somewhere. I don't even know where this came from, but it sure did touch my heart. There was a man. He said, Lord, I want to be raised to a new level of faith. Now then, how many of you wanted to go to a new level of faith? Amen. Oh, all of us. Sharon, shut up. Now then, when you just said that, now then, what have you set yourself up for? Okay, you want to be, he said, oh, you want to go there? I want you to go there. But he said, now then, that's what this guy did. He said, Lord, I want to be raised to a new level of faith. And they'd been married 40 years to the same woman. Loved her with all his heart. I mean, good woman, everything. They were both Christians. They loved God. I mean, they knew each other. I mean, they really had known each other, been married 40 years. He said, we woke up after I prayed that prayer that night. The next morning I woke up and I turned over and my bride of 40 years made a simple little statement to me. He said, it lit my fire. I got upset with her. And he said, so a little bit later on in the day, she said something else. And she said, that even made me madder. And finally, by the afternoon, he said, she made another little statement. I said, that's it, woman. I'm out of here. I'm leaving. I can't stand no more of your bickering. I'm out of here. She said, well, we only got one car. How are you going to leave? He said, I'm going on the bicycle. So he said, I go out and get on this bicycle, and I'm so mad my adrenaline's pumping, and the further I go, the madder I get, and the harder I pump that bicycle. Now, he rode that bicycle 50 miles. He said, at the end of the 50 miles, I was so tired. I pulled off to the side of the road and just crashed and fell off. And said, I even fell in an ant bed and they started steaming. I didn't have the strength to get up. I said, God, I got to have some help here. And he said, the Lord spoke to me and said, I thought you wanted to go to a new level of faith. He said, Lord, I did. He said, you failed your test. you failed your test. He said, then I thought, oh, God, I've been married to that woman 40 years. She said those kind of things to me lots of times. Never bothered me at all. But this time he had spirits working on him. He wanted to be raised to a new level of faith. So God sent some spirits to put him. God sent a spirit to him that when his wife made that little statement, that spirit whispered in his ear and said, just get her. Just get her. You know, how dare that woman talk to you like that? You see the way those spirits are working on us? And so what do? We yield to those spirits. I wouldn't dare ask y'all to hold up your hand how many of you are guilty to making that, failing that test. Because I know we've all failed that test. Every one of us. Some way or another. But he said, then I said, Lord, I rolled over and I said, Lord, dusted the ants off of me and everything. I said, Lord, I am so sorry that I asked for you to raise me to a new level of faith. And I failed my test. Lord, I'm so sorry. I repent. He said, Lord, I ask you to forgive me. I'm going to go back home and ask my wife to forgive me. He said, I can't believe I done what I done. Well, see, when he asked to be raised to that new level of faith, he was put to the test. The spirits were working on him. What would have never upset him. So he said, Lord, I sure am tired. He said, I'm a long ways from home. I don't even know how far I am. He didn't know how far he was because he didn't have no way to tell. He just knew he was a long ways from home. He said, Lord, would you please help me? Will you please forgive me? And he said, about that time, I thought, well, I'll walk over to that service station and actually see how far I am from home. He said, I push this bicycle, I'm over there, and all of a sudden a pickup pulls in, and a man and a woman jumped out and says, what are you doing up here? He said, well, I might ask the same thing. What are y'all doing way down here? He said, we're coming to see you. You and your wife. Y'all were coming to see me? Yeah. He said, well, okay, then let's go back to my house. And he said, okay, we'll follow you in your car. What are you driving? He said, I'm riding a bicycle. The guy said, you're trying to be funny, of course. He said, you're 50 miles from home. He said, I'm 50 miles from home. I've rode this bicycle 50 miles. Isn't it amazing what you can do when your adrenaline's pumping? See, that devil was working on him, and he didn't have a clue what was going on. And so the adrenaline had pumped, and now then God had forgiven him. He'd failed his test. Now he's going to have to pass another one somewhere along the line. He missed that one big time. But the friend, after he repented and asked God to forgive him, God sent a friend with a pickup, so they throwed the bicycle in the back, and he rode home with them. He said, as soon as I got to the house, I walked in and said, honey, I am so sorry for the way I acted. She said, well, I don't have a clue why you were doing what you were doing. But she said, I know you was undergoing something, but said, I just loved you through it all. You know, see, she never had even got crossways with him. She didn't even know what was going on, but she knew something unique was going on, and she didn't have a clue that God was putting him to the test. Let me tell you, as I listened to that, or whatever God, however God gave me that, I thought, how many times in my life, I think of one time back when I was working as an engineer, and my day was going great. I mean, everything was perfect. And I told a man to fix an air conditioner a certain way. And he was a perfectionist. And when he told me he had done it and it was finished, I expected it to be perfect. Because I am a perfectionist. And I went up on the roof and checked this equipment he had worked on, and it was lousy. It wasn't even close to what he was capable of. And I now realize that was a test. And I didn't pass it. I called him on the radio and I said, get up here. I wasn't nice either. And I said, you did this? He said, well, yeah. I said, that's not even close to what I expected from you. You're a perfectionist. And that's one of the lousiest jobs I ever seen in my life, even from a nobody. I mean, I was not nice to him at all. Now, I could have done it a different way. You know, I could have not lost my cool. But I got so angry at him, I said, now then, I'm going to show you how it's done. You get in here and I'm going to get in here with you. And I worked 90 miles an hour until we got that thing fixed. And later he told one of the guys, he said, I ain't never seen a man work as fast and as hard as Thurman did. I shouldn't have helped him at all. I should have let him do it all. But I was so mad, I understand about that man and his adrenaline that he rode that bicycle 50 miles. Because I didn't even take a break, and I wouldn't let him take a break until we got that air conditioning fixed that day. And I can only imagine, the Lord was probably screaming at me, and I was so upset I didn't even hear his voice say, you failed your test. Yeah, I know I can laugh at that because I know there ain't none of y'all ever done that but me. Now then, if you fail enough of those tests, the Lord says in His Word, He said, I speak to my children over and over. And we don't listen. And then He said, I send dreams and visions to terrify you, to save you from death. In fact, if I had an NLT, who's got an NLT? That's too little for me to read without my glasses. You got a big NLT? Is that a giant print?
No, I got some reading glasses.
Well, I got the reading glasses too, but I didn't want to wear them. I got them too. I'll tell you what I'll do. You got an NLT? Job, he got an NLT. Turn to Job 33. Oh, okay, you only got a new one. Who's got an NLT with a Job?
I can quote it.
No, you can't quote it verbatim, I don't think. Okay. Okay, let me just get my Bible, and I'll read it out of the King James. It's not that far off. But the King James, let's go to Job. Job 33. I'll read it out of the King James. Won't you go to 33, start with about verse 19. Okay, that's not the one I want. I want to start before that. I want to show you something here. Job 33. And I want to start with about verse 8.
Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. If the teaching you've just heard, if you would like that in its entirety, if you would call our ministry at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can also order all of our entire teachings, which we have hundreds of them, on the website at tlsm.org, www.tlm.org, tlsm.org. And there you can go to the free teachings. You can order whatever you want. We'll send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.